Messages for Thailand, one birthday, one cautionary.
I extend our very best wishes to His Majesty on the occasion of his 82nd birthday.
President Obama and I are deeply saddened by the recent violence and loss of life in Bangkok. The United States renews our call for both the opposition and the government to return to the negotiating table and to seek agreement on a way forward that strengthens your democracy and the rule of law.
Since late last year, the situation in Thailand has deteriorated to chaos and lawlessness in Bangkok while Thais wait for someone to take control. The king and the government out of sight, the opposition not out of bullets. An unfolding terror in Southeast Asia. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of what's at stake in Thailand. It's Monday, May 17th. I'm John Hockenberry here with Lynn Scherr, who's in for Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, John. Let's start with a check of the morning's top news. The discovery of giant plumes of maybe oil and other unknown substances under the surface of the water, and news that strong ocean currents could spread the oil up the eastern seaboard, has almost eclipsed the glimmer of good news. Crews are finally siphoning gushing oil to a tanker ship on the surface in the Gulf of Mexico. BP executive Kent Wells says the long-term goal is to block the well completely.
The whole purpose is to get the kill mud into the well and shut it down. Once we do that, we'll ultimately follow it with cement and entomb the well.
Kill mud being that man-made substance which is going to block it up. And today, President Obama is sending a member of his cabinet to Capitol Hill to explain the federal response to the spill. In Thailand, an army general who sided with anti-government protesters has died of gunshot wounds. Last week, the general was shot by a sniper while conducting an interview with our partner, The New York Times. This morning, Thailand's government is using text messages to call on protesters to give up their fight.
With more on the situation in Thailand, joining us now is Patrick Nguyen, Thailand correspondent for Global Post. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
It seems to me that from my perspective, there is both a sense of unfolding chaos and stalemate at the same time in Bangkok this morning. Am I wrong?
No, that's accurate. The chaos is actually unfolding outside my balcony window right now. I'm hearing gunfire and explosions as I speak. And we're locked in a very grinding, ongoing struggle here in central Bangkok.
All right. The details in a moment. Patrick Nguyen of Global Post. Stay with us from Bangkok.
Iran says it signed a deal to send some of its uranium abroad. In return, it will get nuclear fuel for a research reactor. The deal, brokered by Brazil and Turkey, may prevent further U.N. sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. Here at home, all eyes on Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Arkansas as the states gear up for their primaries tomorrow. The races are political litmus tests ahead of November's midterms.
Asian stock markets have fallen sharply because of new concerns about the stability of the euro. In early trading today, the euro fell to its lowest level against the dollar once again. Asian markets down, European indices up, though. Futures on Wall Street are mixed, at least for most of the morning. Now they're up. The Dow gets underway at 10,620. The S&P will open at 1,135. The NASDAQ begins trading at 2,346. Coming up, the outsourcing of spying in Pakistan. We'll hear about how a network of private spies is presenting complex legal issues for the U.S. in its search for terrorists in Pakistan. That's later in the hour.
And later this morning, we will talk to Jonathan Alter, who's written a book that takes a detailed look at the Obama presidency so far. And it got us asking, how different is this presidency from the last one? On offshore shore drilling, on foreign wars, on the economy, how much of a turn is the Obama presidency? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Up next, tragedy in Thailand in the last 5 days. Political unrest has led to the deaths of scores. We'll hear more in just a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.